WKMAN, I'm Dave Lewis. Some information coming from the Riley County Police Department this morning. They are asking for information after a man was shot during an attempted aggravated robbery at the 2200 block of College Avenue yesterday afternoon about 4:20 p.m. RCPD says the suspect is described as a black male, 5'9" to 5'10" in height, medium to heavy build. He was wearing a black ski mask and a sweatshirt. And RCPD asked that if you have any information on his crime, to call them at their office, 537-2112. You can also call Riley County Manhattan Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. Using the Crime Stoppers service can allow you to remain anonymous and could qualify you for a cash reward of up to $1,000. We have this information on our Facebook account right now. Once again, the description of a suspect in a shooting situation yesterday during an attempted aggravated battery, described as a black male, 5'9 to 5'10 in height, medium to heavy build, wearing a black ski mask and sweatshirt. KMAN will continue to provide you updated information as it becomes available.
Thank you very much, Dave, for that update. As we were just saying at the beginning of this program, in a very hectic day or so for the city of Manhattan, Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us, 537-1350. If you'd like to join in on the discussion, when we went to break, we were talking about Veterans Day and all the different events, and we thought of some more, I guess, Ron, if you want to fill in, too, some other items.
Sure. You know, Sunset Zoo is having a whole science week of events. I think they have tomorrow evening is a show or a science program they're putting on that you can certainly go to the website and check out. But the big day is Saturday, is a free day at the zoo in honor of Veterans Day and all the veterans. So admission is free to everyone, honoring our veterans. And they have some science week activities on Saturday as well.
Okay, very good. Now, I know that there's all sorts of other things we can talk about today. Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board meeting last night, if Ron wants to give highlights. And I think the mayor listened in on it, too, a little bit, so you can enter in as well.
Sure, there were some comments last night at the Planning Board, representatives of the local business and design community, visiting with the board, wanted to talk about accessory dwelling units as we're going through our uniform development ordinance creation. Some of those topics are pertinent to that creation, and certainly some of those accessory dwelling units. So this would be, in the ward lots, an additional unit maybe back off the alley versus a garage, an accessory dwelling, or maybe whether it's attached or detached. A lot of issues, whether it's a granny flat or a student flat, so there's a lot of issues to work through on those particular circumstances and the conditions those might be either allowed or not allowed. And so good discussion, I think, in that regard. We did have an official hearing on the joint land use study. There was no comments on that, and the Planning Board held their public hearing and did agree to accept it and adopt it as part of the comprehensive plan.
Okay, and Parks and Recreation also meeting last night, too. Mm-hmm. Busy times, Linda.
I just like to sit in. A lot of things start with that board. And one of the things we're talking about is the new little park. It's just a city lot, more or less, at 100 Dix Drive in the Northview area, and it's right off of Casement Road. That house was in the flood of 93, inundated, and a year or so ago burned, a majority of it burned. So they are not able to rebuild on that site. And so the city is making a kind of a restful little stop there for people on the trail and just trying to turn it into grass and some shade. And I think it's a great opportunity. We don't get many opportunities like that in a heavily residential area. They also will be talking in the future about facility fees and how much to charge for the city's various, the zoo building and the pavilion and those kinds of things. In the future, they didn't have it last night, but they're going to do a swimming pool annual report. So that's coming up. Other than that, they're looking forward to a zoo master plan that will help give some focus to what's being done there, because we have had the Friends of the Zoo have been wonderful at raising money and helping to bring new buildings, new exhibits to the zoo. And, you know, we've accomplished some things, and now we need to take a look again and kind of see now what's next, or what should be the next five things we try to do.
Work session next week, Ron.
We do have a work session next week. It's going to include a update from the Riley County Police Department, and also a couple of topics for the commission to discuss. One is going to be the regulation of construction dumpsters within the community. And I understand we have a phone call.
Yes, let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
I apologize for interrupting on your train of thought. Let's talk about the tiny homes. A lot of them, of course, are being overbuilt beyond what they need to be. But when you drive, for instance, down the alleyway over on Bluemont, a lot of the lawns out in back of the houses are not being well kept. And there is room back there for two tiny houses that would also add to your tax base and would also help lower the cost of housing in Manhattan by having too many houses. The landlords haven't adjusted their rates now that they have all the vacancies. But there are, the tiny houses would take up those unkept lawns out on the alley side of the properties and be value added for your taxation base. Thank you for putting up with my conversation.
We just had Brandon Irwin on our program last week.
Well, there you go.
Some follow-up. But and so far, what is, you know, talk about the legality or illegality.
So actually, I had previously talked about the Uniform Development Ordinance that's under discussion for looking at all of our subdivision regulations and development guidelines, all of the issues. And actually, in the draft ordinance that's being developed, the consultant is suggesting that what the gentleman, the caller, was talking about is a possibility for allowed use as an accessory use in certain areas in the ward districts. And so whether or not the community will ultimately agree on that is to be determined. But certainly it's ripe for discussion as a part of that process. And if not there, then where is the kind of the next question. And there's been discussion about whether or not you have a tiny house village so that versus, scattered. So and maybe there's room for both.
Dave?
I had a question on the tiny houses, because most of them are on wheels. If they're on wheels, they're not a permanent structure. So could that tiny home park be in a floodplain area?
Well, it wouldn't be desirable. I mean, a lot of the same issues you have with whether it's an RV campground or a mobile home community, it's not, you know, they're not quickly movable, you know, so flash flood event, it's not realistic that you're going to move your mobile home or something else very quickly. I don't have enough expertise on an actual tiny home to know whether its similarities to a mobile home is similar to that. But, you know, generally you don't want regular living to occur in a floodplain.
Okay.
And so we'd want those protections. You've got, you know, some of the other issues. The biggest issue we have that's in conflict with tiny homes is just because they're so new in the regulatory industry and the construction industry, there's no real building code guidelines for that. So that building code component is having to catch up. It's is it a mobile home, or is it an RV? What is it? And so are you going to put it on a foundation, or are you going to put it on a temporary tie-down type basis? So all of those issues are going to be discussed and debated as part of the UDO, as well as how do you involve them. And a lot of different things are happening across the United States. They're becoming very popular, and certainly when there's demand for a certain type of product, you generally are trying to figure out a way to allow that use to occur.
I remember 2 years ago I went to a League of Kansas Municipalities conference, and there was a work session on tiny houses. And they have a steel beam, and they are designed to be more portable. But so, you know, I came back and started talking to Ron about, well, is there, can we can we do a pilot, a pilot project, maybe have a little tiny house village? Because other communities have, there are all kinds of experiences around the country, some good, some not so good. Kansas City's doing 50, I think, for veterans and homeless veterans. And, you know, there are just different models. And I think I need to quit.
Well, we need to sneak in another break before the top of the hour. So, again, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse with the City Manager Ron Fear. We'll come back and talk some more about the work session next week. And 537-1350, appreciate the phone call.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located.